Next area that you may be evaluating is your travel time. When I first started advertising, I chose a 10-mile radius to advertise. And then over the last few years, I realized people are coming from much further away than that just by chance. I don't know how I got all those students. I think they just heard about me from other people. You know, but like, you know where I'm located. So right as of right now, I have people coming from Montour, which is a half an hour in one direction. Brookdendale, which is a half an hour in the other direction. Lansing, which is a half an hour. So basically like at least a half an hour radius. There was a time when I moved from Elmira, two students that I had down there, when I lived down there, and when I moved up here to Ithaca, they were actually still coming. And that lasted for a while. So there was a time where I had two students traveling an hour to come see me. And the reason I bring it up is one of the things I offer for people is commuter audio. So if you think your commute is long, there's a couple of things you can do. One, you can come less often. Just drive here less often, but do more than one class back to back, depending on how many times a month you're coming. You know, take advantage of that trip. Last thing in the world you want to do is be driving more than you're actually learning, you know. So you might consider doing that. Number two, consider if you're at a certain level of package, if you upgrade, the cost per class goes down, and so it makes your time even more worthwhile. Like I said, you don't want to be driving more than you're learning. For example, if you're coming the silver plan, which is 2 times a week or 8 to 10 a month, then you might consider going up to the gold plan, which is 3 times a week or 12 to 15 classes a month. Because like I said, you don't want to spend more time driving than you are learning. So that's one thing you could consider upgrading. Two, like I mentioned, commuter audio. You can listen to things that I've prepared for you. Now remember, this is a teacher with 20 years experience. This isn't just willy-nilly something you find on YouTube. It's content that I know exactly what's in it, and I've tried to boil it down, the essence of things, the essence of music theory, the essence of ear training, the essence of rhythmic coordination, whatever other topics are there. There's a whole variety of topics. Very few students, I can never understand why, very few students take advantage of this. The percentage of students who ask me for commuter audio is low, much lower than I would have thought. Because if I had ever had this, had a teacher who would offer me free lesson time, maybe it's just because we live in an age where the information is all over the place. So yeah, so what? You're offering me information. But I see it as different because it's information that's coming. Well, first of all, you can, if you have a question, you can ask me directly, what did you mean when you said this? And I'll know what you're referring to because I made those things. It's not like you're going to ask me some question about some video that I have to go and watch, you know. So it's not just impersonal information. There's a personal give and take there that you can take advantage of. Secondly, with the commuter audio, it's broad topics that I'm trying to distill the essence of, whereas usually YouTube videos are on some specific thing that attracts viewers and may or may not be relevant to your overall musical development. You know, no one's going to talk about no one's going to do, you know, hours of ear training on MP3 or CD for you to listen to just on YouTube, you know. Maybe there is, but it's not an exciting video to watch, like for me to walk you through all these intervals and everything. So it's not like just the fact that it's on YouTube means it has to be an interesting video enough. Whereas I don't have to worry about that because this is audio. So you see what I mean? It's not the same. And I hope you'll take advantage of it.